A common principle of folk wisdom is that if you want to get along with others, you should avoid discussing politics and religion. But one problem with polite silence is that it obviously cannot improve our understanding, nor can it remove misunderstandings. Like many moral topics, the issue of drugs can involve both politics and religion, and many other controversial subjects as well. It is precisely because the subject of drugs raises such important, controversial, and fundamental issues that it should be discussed with care and insight. Physician Andrew Weil, in his book entitled From Chocolate to Morphine, explains how the concept of drugs may not be as tightly defined as many people think.
Most people would agree that heroin is a drug. It is a white powder that produces striking changes in the body and mind in tiny doses. But is sugar a drug? Sugar is also a white powder that strongly affects the body, and some experts say it affects mental function and mood as well. Like heroin, it can be addicting. How about chocolate? Most people think of it as a food or flavor, but it contains a chemical related to caffeine, is a stimulant, and can also be addicting. Is salt a drug? Many people think they cannot live without it, and it has dramatic effects on the body.
Dr. Weil highlights the blurry and often confusing distinctions among drugs, foods, and poisons.
A common definition of the word drug is any substance that in small amounts produces significant changes in the body, mind, or both. This definition does not clearly distinguish drugs from some foods.